This is the Black Diva Daily Podcast, and I'm your host, Danny B, here to inspire you with your daily dose of Black Girl Magic. This podcast highlights Black female bloggers that generate inspiring work and encourages all Black women to live their best life. So continue to tune in Monday, Wednesday, and Friday so that you can get your life on the daily. It's Women Within Wednesday, episode 167 of the Black Diva Daily Podcast. On Wednesdays, we hold up our mental mirror and focus within. Today's post is titled, Dealing with Black and White Thinking, in My Experience, by Chelsea of crownedandvenus.com. It's always been either this or that for me. For as long as I remember, I've always had the tendency to fall into an all or nothing, black or white, pattern of thought that completely blurs reality for me. In the past year, some traumas I've had to endure really intensified this cognitive predisposition and made my life hell on earth. I not only struggled with relationships I had, I also struggled with my relationship with myself. Loathing myself on days was an understatement. And I remember clearly once looking into the mirror and asking myself, who the f*** are you? It was scary. And I quite physically couldn't stand to be in my own skin anymore. And that is when I decided I needed to give myself more grace. Because life is more complex than I could ever imagine. And trying to fit things into two checkboxes was only going to drive me crazy. What is black and white thinking? According to an article by WebMD, black and white thinking is a thought pattern that makes people think in absolutes. It's usually considered a cognitive distortion that's a result of underlying mental illness, but not always. Everyone has the tendency to fall into this bubble sometime in their lives, just because that's how we've been taught to recognize our values. Lying is bad, hence, if you lie, you're bad, says parents that refuse to tell you that Santa isn't real. It's actually a very common pattern of thought, but for a lot of people, it becomes a consistent agonizing mind fuck because it's hard to draw the line on where to see the gray in life. That's why you sometimes find yourself thinking, she didn't respond to my greeting. She probably doesn't like me. Or, I can't believe this happened to me. Nothing ever goes right with me. And these are only a few mild examples of black and white thinking. These are some things some of us can relate to. For me, I realized that I easily fall into this pattern of thought when I'm examining uncomfortable situations or another person's action towards me. I'm the type of person that overanalyzes my interactions with people. It's either you like me or you don't. And I would easily jump into this conclusion by the tiniest and meaningless interaction. Up until recently, I never believed there was any gray area there. I always took indifference for dislike. And to be honest, it did not only limit the kind of relationships I allowed myself to have with people, it also usually clouded my judgment of people. There's always this prejudice when you're interacting with someone you feel doesn't like you, when in fact, the case is you're just not their cup of tea, and that's absolutely fine. How black and white thinking could hurt you? An all or nothing mindset would be fine if it didn't have the tendency to completely ruin your perception of reality. The thing is, this pattern of thought could easily lead you into acting irrationally. Like say, cutting off a friend for one argument, or canceling an outing because your heel broke at home. That is the least of the issues, by the way. Apart from losing meaningful relationships, it may also cause you to lose great opportunities. Because maybe if you had not canceled that outing, you could have met a highly influential person that could boost your career or simply make great connections. And I'm not saying this to fuel your fear of missing out and anxiety. And it could cost you your peace. One thing I learned last year is that this thought pattern is an easy way to reach the peak of self-hate. You overanalyze everything you do and think that your mistake is your identity. When you're not flexible in your thought, there's a high chance you don't cut yourself and anybody some slack. You could easily become so self-judgmental, overanalyze your every move, and blow trivial things out of proportion. Why are some people more susceptible to black and white thinking? There's a lot of things that can make you dichotomous by default. First thing to know is it could be a sign of underlying mental challenges, like an anxiety disorder, depression, bipolar disorder, and many more. So if you can identify that this is something you do a lot more than normal, you have to do a full self-assessment and ask yourself why. Or it could be your upbringing in a toxic environment. Most of our habits and values are shaped out of our experience. So if you grew up in a kind of household that you were never cut any slack and you were constantly judged for all your mistakes, then maybe that could be where you got this from. It could also be a belief system. Our beliefs are very powerful things. They have so much power over our lives and mindset. A lot of people don't understand that beliefs could be flexible and are not really set in stone. It is this stubborn determination to have things in a linear path that throws some of us into this constant polarization. If you believe that your morals should shape every other person's morals, then most likely you'd be judgmental to other people and yourself. That not only clouds your judgment of reality, it also makes you more likely to not recognize extremity. Sometimes we adopt certain habits as survival tactics. If you're someone that grew up in a dog-eat-dog environment where you were constantly abused or betrayed, you probably grow distrustful of other people and would find it difficult giving people a chance. Whenever you catch yourself drawing rash conclusions, ask yourself, are there other possibilities I'm not considering here? Would they change the outcome of my conclusion? And that way, you'll remind yourself that there might be more to what you may know. You've just listened to the post titled Dealing with Black and White Thinking in My Experience by Chelsea of crownedinvenus.com. Chelsea is the creator behind this amazing blog, Crowned in Venus. She shares some of her lifestyle tips and personal development tips learned from experience and research. Chelsea writes the following: in the present climate, it's hard to not feel lost trying to get your life together. Instagram Reels have created a detachment from reality for most of us. But the truth is, your journey to independence isn't an easy task. Chelsea shares her own journey and lessons learned so we can all grow together in our ideal self. Hey Black Divas, it's Dani B here with my personal thoughts on today's blog post. So when I thought about speaking, or thinking rather, in black and white, I really thought about the point that Chelsea made about thinking in absolutes. And I feel like that is just so detrimental to ourselves. Like, I was thinking to myself the other day, I'll never be rich. I'll never be wealthy. I'll never have work be optional where I can just decide what I want to do and really fulfill my passion. And I just said, you know, why do I have to go to such a stark absolute? Why can't I say I might not have that right now, but I could still have it someday if I work hard enough? My dad said to me a while ago when I was trying to figure out a medical issue that was going on, whenever I have something going wrong or feel something wrong with my body, I immediately go to Google, search all these symptoms, and it's like, oh, you're near death. And I just go to this extreme place of woe is me. And I just thought to myself, that is just so detrimental. I have to find a happy balance because I should be proactive about things. But at the same time, it doesn't mean I have to think in complete absolute. So it might not exactly need to be brought to the level of exaggeration where I take it sometimes. So I thought Chelsea did a great job in this blog post of weighing the pros and cons and going through how we often dramatize. What is going on today? Anyway, some detrimental thoughts and how we can do a self-assessment to see where we really need to get help. If this episode left you inspired, please review, subscribe, share with a friend or two, and tune in on Friday. Love ya. Hey, Black Divas, is there a topic that you'd like to hear more about? Email us at info@blackdivadaily.com.